This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinman, along with Steve Botkin. The program that covers the Northern Plains. A simple question. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 are the telephone numbers. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you do go to that website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Very easy way to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, any way you'd like to weigh in on the program. Great way to do it on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Do you have power, Steve, or are you still in the dark ages?
No, we're still in the dark ages.
I am in
radio.
I'm actually in Minot today at the Sleep Inn, the Vance Castleman Castle in Minot, which has been the home to many of Bakken events over the years. So Steve and I have had the pleasure of being here on a number of occasions. You're coming here tomorrow, did you say?
It is tomorrow, Friday. No, actually, I'm going to be over in Beulah on Saturday, and then Garrison on Saturday night. Beulah's having their fair over there, and then Saturday night there's a fundraiser up at Garrison. They're going to have a whole bunch of bands, and that actually starts Friday and Saturday night, but North Dakota's own Gwen Sebastian is going to be up there on Saturday night.
There you go. That sounds like fun. So anyway, there you go. Get her going, which looks like it might be rain-filled again. So anyway,
Back to this local control, there was one thing I wanted to add. And from the time I moved to Bismarck, coming from Fargo, I looked at what happened with Davies High School in Fargo. And then what needed to be done in Bismarck with the schools in Bismarck. And an entire 180 on the process. You know, there was no local control. There was no local say. They just ran that school down the taxpayers' throats in an area that was flood-prone. And there's bigger politics that were involved with that. I do give kudos to the Bismarck Public School District for one thing, more so than anything else. Through the entire process of laying it out, laying out the plan, defining what they needed, they involved local, the whole step of the process. And when they had people not showing up at school board meetings, because I think there's a big disconnect. People don't show up at their city councils and school boards and county commission meetings like they should, and then they complain and point their fingers at the state. It's not the state's issue. There's your local control, and people don't show up for that. But the Bismarck Public School District, when they realized people weren't showing up, that this was a big project, they came out to the media. They came to the radio, the papers, the television, and said, hey, this is what we need. This is what we're thinking of doing. We want your input. We need your input as a community to move forward. Now, that's one of the things that I saw with the whole bond process that went through last fall. You know, they walked everybody through that process and made sure everybody was aware of it and everybody was on the same page.
Well, I too, by the way, want to say the Bismarck School Board is being proactive here. It's early on after the legislative session when there was a lot of focus on these property tax dollars. People are going to need to see it, so you know they're stepping up to the plate and taking a bite at that apple. But the best way to ensure that happens where you live is to do exactly what Steve is talking about. I mean, the true local control is the citizens, the voters, taking control of every level of government, and you have to be proactive. You cannot look these folks in the whites of their eyes and say, hey, I want those dollars that the state sent back to show up on my property tax bill, and I'm watching it. I mean, and to have it in your hand. I completely agree with you. By the way, bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Robin Poorbear. She was the subject of that PBS documentary, Kind-Hearted Woman, a Native American mom who overcame abuse to speak out against it. We're going to talk about another mysterious death at Spirit Lake and also her role in being a whistleblower of sorts and getting the word out on this. So we look forward to that conversation and another tragic story there. In the meantime, we do want to know what's on your mind. KFIRE 550, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 the Flag Fargo, AM 1110 or AM 1090 rather the Flag and the Bakken as well. There is a story, very disturbing story out of Fargo-Moorhead today about a homicide that occurred last night. Moorhead police investigating a homicide, 1209 Main Avenue, about 9 o'clock last night. Called to that address for a medical assist. When they got there, officers found the body of an adult male. Police say it's early in the investigation. Additional information will be released later today. Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is assisting in the investigation. But we have a caller on the line that knows the victim, who we understand was an elderly gentleman and a veteran of the three wars. So Leon in Fargo, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Scott.
What do you know about this? Do you any idea as to what happened or why this guy would be the subject of a homicide?
Everything is kind of speculation now, but I do know, and his name is Henry Villanchenko. He's just an awesome guy. I used to joke about, you know, him being 100 years old, and he'd say something to the effect that I ain't done yet. This guy was just full of life and vigor. He would give you the shirt off his back. Love my kids, spoil them rotten. What I think might have happened is he might have been out and, you know, come back to his home and surprised like a burglar or something. I don't see anybody being upset with Hank to the point of, you know, committing such a heinous act. But this guy was a sweet old guy, veteran of, I think, three wars. It's tragic. It shocks your senses. I'm still right now. I'm in shock. I just can't believe it.
How did you hear about it?
My mother-in-law called me and said, "Hey, you know, did you hear about Hank?" And told me to turn on the TV this morning, and there was his house, and got the story that way. Up until then, I had no idea. It's like I said, it's a complete shock. I actually met him through my mother-in-law, who was a home health aide for him. And he needed, like, housework and different things done. And so me and the kids, we load up the lawnmower and go over there and help him out and get all the good stories. And, he was just an awesome guy. And I really do hope that justice is quick, and I'm sorry to say this on air, but I hope it's brutal. I hope when they catch these guys, they do not have a good time of it. I really do. It upsets me like you would not believe.
Yeah, you know, the part about a story like this that just hits you between the eyes is that it's thankfully extraordinarily rare where we live, right? I mean, this is why we live here. I mean, if this had happened in Detroit last night at 9 o'clock, everybody'd be yawning because it would be just another night in Detroit. So, you know, thankfully this is rare. Doesn't make it any easier to handle in this particular case, and obviously in your case, knowing him, having your kids know him, and just the idea of a 90-year-old guy being murdered. Who does that? Why? What is the another example of evil existing, but you've told us more than obviously is publicly known at this point, and certainly appreciate you doing that and talking about this guy and the fact
and
that he was a veteran.
And Hank has been he's been like a fixture in the Fargo-Moorhead area for a while. I mean, he's a very elderly gentleman. And I would just like to ask your listeners, you know, to say a prayer for his family. And when they announce, you know, his funeral services, just to show up, pay your respect. Hank was an awesome guy. He was the grandfather that everybody, you know, and again, all of my interactions with Hank were, you know, awesome. So, you know, maybe in another life, I don't know what he may or may not have done, but come by and pay your respect for one, a vet, two, a senior citizen, and three, just a stand-up, awesome American, just an awesome guy.
We can all do that. An easy request. Thank you, Leon. Appreciate the call, and thanks for sharing. Again, Moorhead Police are investigating a homicide, called to residents at 1209 Main Avenue, Moorhead, last night to address what they thought was a medical assist. Got there, found the body of an adult male. It is being ruled a homicide, and the authorities are investigating. That's all they're saying. At this point, we know a lot more from someone that had befriended this man, Henry Villanchenko, his name, over 90 years of age, and veteran of the three wars and sounds like an all-around good guy. So you know what
you
know.
Quite often in cases like this, too, the police relies on the community to come together, too, and help out. So anybody that may know anything, even the slightest clue, make sure you pass that on to Morehead Law Enforcement.
Exactly right, to be part of that investigation. Just not the kind of story we wanted to be dealing with today in any way, shape, and or form. We have a couple of questions up on our Facebook page related to a couple of stories in the news. We'll tackle those when we come back. One has to do with this modest reduction in the food stamp program, which did survive a House vote last night. Talk about that and more when we come back. Robin Poorbear at the bottom of the hour on the latest mysterious death at Spirit Lake as well. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, 800-228-0550. Call now. Line's open.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is what's on your mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire Bismarck on 910 KCJB in Minot. On AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead. AM 1090, the flag in the Bakken, and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennon. Steve is joining by phone today because of a rather widespread power outage in Bismarck.
The Bismarck area, a little dark today. It's a good thing I got a window in one of the studios I'm in right now, because otherwise it's a little dark around the building. one of those hats with the lights built in, the LED lights built in.
Exactly right. So anyway, let there be light. Soon there will be there will be power, but for now there is a power outage in Bismarck. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, by the way. That's 800-228-0550. You can also call locally at 701-258-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. Robin Poorbear at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about this latest example of
Scott, you haven't asked me what's on my mind today yet.
I haven't. Let me just finish on Robin Poorbear, but another mysterious death at Spirit Lake. This woman has been chronicled by PBS herself, an incredible story, and in the lack of just any basic, simple, hey, wait a minute, we have a crime. Who is the perpetrator? What's happening? I mean, the folks that fall through the cracks, it's just astonishing. So she's lived that story, and we'll talk about the latest example of it coming up at the bottom of the hour. So you tell me, Steve, what's on your mind?
First of all, though, did you have an opportunity to see that that PBS special?
I didn't. No, I've heard great things about it.
Unbelievable. And I challenge everybody to sit down and watch it if you haven't seen it yet. It's eye-opening. It truly is. And pretty much to a person, everybody I've talked to said they have not kept a dry eye through the entire thing. So I do challenge those that have not seen it yet. Make sure you check that out because it's very eye-opening. And it really is. It breaks down a lot of misconceptions that you may have. One of the things that really, I don't know if it perplexed me more than it gave me a little bit of pause for thought. Scott, I don't know if you caught it, but President Obama offended Catholics in the UK. He's doing this little tour around Europe right now, and it's one stumbling block after another, it seems. I mean, he hasn't passed out in anybody's lap yet, but it's one faux pas after another. Now he's offended Catholics in the UK over religious schools, saying that religious schools are divisive. And that's a big, and I'm not Catholic, but that is such a huge part of the Catholic education. And reclamating one-to-one faith within Catholicism, I cannot believe he said that, especially in a Catholic country. It was befuddling. But it made me give pause a little bit, and you start thinking about what's going on in a lot of different schools when you put it into Islam, in terms of Islam. That's an indoctrination process. Can you draw a line between the two? And it almost got me wondering if he was trying to draw that link.
Here's what he said, I guess, and this was comment in Belfast, as you mentioned, and he called on the region's awfully deeply divided Catholic and Protestant populations to integrate, and said, quote, issues like segregated schools and housing, lack of jobs and opportunities, symbols of history that are a source of pride of some and pain for others, these are not tangential to peace, they're essential to it. If towns remain divided, if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, if we can't see ourselves in one another, if fear or resentment are allowed to harden, that encourages division, it discourages cooperation. Now, our kids are in Catholic school network. I wasn't lucky enough to go other than kindergarten because there were not Catholic schools where I was at, but born and raised Catholic. Our kids go to Catholic school for one reason, and that is the school can teach the whole person. In other words, in public schools, if you teach faith, you're in trouble, right? I mean, you're crossing a line and you're fired. In our case, Catholic schools, or for that matter, any of the parochial schools, generally, we're paying for the public school system. We're not getting any benefit for that other than, contributing to the local, community. But our kids aren't, given anything for that because we separately pay rather significant tuition for our kids to go to Catholic school because we want that assistance in teaching the whole person. So that's not divisive. That's just, and that isn't really even a diss on the public school system, because by and large, the public school system in this part of the world, at least, is pretty darn good. But it's about doing something that, the other kids can't do. In other words, I'll give you a good example. 9/11. 9/11 happens, what happened to the Catholic School Network? They wheel in television sets and they talk about good versus evil. They talk about, hey, we need to pray for the victims of the World Trade Center. You can't do that in the public schools. You can't have that level of discussion about the faith element of that. So they're just able to do something they can't do. So I would agree that suggests some ignorance on his part, Steve, of not being aware of why parents choose parochial schools. It's not divisive.
You know, the caller that brought up the movie Idiocracy last hour, for some strange reason, that movie has tended to resonate more and more over the last year or so, in that there seems to be a mainstreaming and a mainlining within society where your differences aren't celebrated. Your specific quirks that make us who we are aren't celebrated. It's all one stream, one path, one normalcy. That doesn't reward being different. That doesn't reward stepping outside the box. Just go along to get along, eh? And that's a dangerous road for this country, let alone a global view. It's just, you know, it starts with the one world economy, but where does it end? And you know, this goes back to the whole conspiracy theory thing. Is there anything to it? It gives you pause for a minute, Scott. It really does.
By the way, I'd be curious if other folks that have kids in parochial schools see that as an offensive remark. 800-228-0550, our telephone number. I did promise to get in some of the comments on our Facebook page on the Farm Bill. Do you support efforts to modestly cut the food stamp program by 3% as part of the Farm Bill negotiations? Essentially what they're doing is removing the eligibility for some folks, like violent criminals, like folks that are on other government programs, and allowing a 3% reduction, which in a vote last night did survive the Farm Bill amendments on votes last night. Here's what you said. Yes, I do support a cut, up to 5% even. Jeannie says I don't, but then I've been on them in the past. Say you're making minimum wage and get $200. Personally, I can't live on less. Again, Jeannie being in a position of eating it wouldn't be subject to the reforms that come from the 3%. But she says no, she doesn't support it. Blair says food stamps shouldn't be in the Farm Bill at all. However, since they are and everyone else is suffering from cutbacks, like the military, I propose a 2% a year cut. That's fair because Team Obama keeps telling us the economy is improving, reducing the need for said assistance. Ron says if 3% is $20 billion, then no. So it is $20 billion. Anyway, some of your comments, more coming up. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnom, this is What's on Your Mind. Another mysterious death of a child at Spirit Lake. The Spirit Lake Reservation, for those that don't know, is in northeastern North Dakota, a remote stretch of land up there, and the problem of child abuse has been in the news for far too long and more front and center since really April, when a federal employee wrote a letter of grave concern about the child welfare program on the reservation, which ultimately is responsible for reporting cases of abuse and neglect and placing children in safe homes. He wrote, "I believe the children of the Spirit Lake Reservation are not safe due to unchecked incompetence of the tribe's social services agency." A lot of this was exposed thanks to a PBS documentary about the life of our next guest, Robin Poorbear, who joins us now to talk a little bit about her own story and yet another example of a mysterious death that is causing understandable outrage. Robin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For those that did not see the documentary, do not know your story, could you just give us a little bit of an overview of what you lived with on the reservation?
The documentary starts off when I got out of treatment for alcoholism. I moved to Moorhead, Minnesota, and tried to go back to college and turn my life around. Once I did that, I'd gotten my children for 2 weeks visitation because I'd given up full custody of my kids to their dad while I was in moving away and trying to focus on me. And during that visit, my daughter came out and disclosed that she was being abused by her father. Social services got involved, tribal social services got involved, and eventually, what would happen was that my two children were placed in foster care. I ended up with a no-contact order placed on me from the caseworker. I couldn't see or talk to my kids for 4 months. The judge ordered a supervised visit from social services. And in that visit, my son disclosed that they had been spending overnights with their dad, who was under federal investigation for the abuse of not just one, but two children. And the caseworker didn't remove the children and put them in a different home. She left them there. And they were aware that these overnight visits were happening while there was a federal investigation going on. I had called Aberdeen area office and let the lady know who was in charge of tribal social services. I let her know what was going on. Eventually, my ex-husband was found guilty of both counts of sexual abuse and charged with that. Once he was arrested, then I ended up getting my kids back. And that is all in the documentary film. People can still watch the film online on PBS.org if they Google Kind-Hearted Woman and PBS, it should pop up, and they can still watch the film online.
Why is this happening, Robin? And we have another mysterious child death. We've had a lot of, you know, coincidentally, the release of the documentary coincided with, you know, a hue and cry over, you know, different control over the social services agencies. And, you know, this continues to happen. We try to get to the bottom of this. Why is it happening? What is your assessment, having lived it, on why there isn't better controls on the reservation?
The reason why it happened to me was because I speak out about what I suffered as a child, the abuse that I went through when I was in the home, and the family had raised me all my life, and I was being sexually abused in the home. And in the documentary film, I openly talk about that, and I share this secret. The child protection worker, Monique Lambert, that handled my case, she is a relative and a friend of the family that raised me. The director at that time, Kevin Dufany, he was a relative. He's a relative of Monique Lambert and also a friend and relative of my ex-husband. And I had written to Aberdeen saying that there's a conflict of interest. We need somebody else in here. I had called. I didn't write. But I wrote to Kevin Dufany saying that, you know what, this is what's going on. I believe that I'm not going to get anything. There's not anybody that's going to be, you know, look out for the best interest of my kids. And as soon as he got that email, 3 days later, my kids were taken from me, and I had that no contact order placed on me. While we were going to tribal court, there were times when I was the only one showing up for tribal court. There was nobody on the other side saying I was an unfit mother or able to give proof of the reports that my children were being abused or neglected in my home. Nobody.
Robin, what happened when you went public? The public standpoint, when you decided to go public with this and then get into the documentary, did you realize there were going to be ramifications for that? What were some of your biggest fears when you went forward with this? Did you fear retribution? Did you fear reprisals from within the system?
I had no idea what was going to happen in the documentary film. Once I decided to do the documentary film, I knew that I would lose my family, and I struggled with that before I made that decision for months. That's when I really, really started to drink heavily, was because should I do the film? Shouldn't I do the film? Because if I do the film, I'm going to lose and be speaking out against people that I called sister, mom, you know, all of these people that were in my life for all of these years. And then I ended up having a dream that somebody in the family died. And when the police came in my dream, nobody would say as to how this person died. Everyone was just silent and quiet. But right before the police walked out that door, I opened my mouth and I said, I know what happened. And when I woke up from that dream, I was cold, I was shaking, I was crying so hard. And I knew then that I needed to speak out and I needed to do this film. And if it helps one person, one woman, one child, one man, whoever, if it helps one person out there, then whatever happened in the film was worth it.
Since the film, has your life gotten back to any sense of normalcy? Have you started reconnecting to some of the family members or anyone else. Where are you at with your life and your children now?
My children are doing great. We do presentations throughout the country on domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, recovery, all of those things. And as far as reconnecting with any family members, the only one that we have reconnected with is my ex-husband, the kids' dad. He had a short visit with them, and it went great. He has since served his time. He's back out in the community, you know, and we are still trying to move forward because in the end, that is the kids' dad, and they still love him. And we're just trying to make it the best way we can.
Despite the fact, you know, you're speaking out and others as well, adding more scrutiny there, we have yet another story of a mysterious death to a child. Have you heard about any details on this latest story, Robin?
I have heard the stories and have been reading what's been going on as far as the news and stuff. And in the last 4 years, as far as I know, and there might be more, but in the last 2 years, there have been 4 deaths on the reservation. And the people of the residents of the reservation, the enrolled members, have been trying to get rid of the tribal chairman, Roger Yankton. They have voted him out. They've handed him a petition. But the corruption on the reservation is so great that they can't. And people there are losing hope. And the only way that we are going to be able to move forward and to get whatever needs to be done is if we start to come together and we start speaking out about this stuff, because that's the only way we are going to heal as a nation. And we need as much help from the federal government, from everybody, to get this problem solved so children quit dying. We are burying our children on the reservation.
And is there, if you could suggest a perfect fist, what would it be? I know that the tribal council did allow the Bureau of Indian Affairs to come in, the federal agency step in to take control of the local social services. Is that enough? I hear a lot of folks say, well, that's just another bureaucracy.
There are two social services on the reservation. The part that the BIA handles is called child protection or whatever, and then once the children are placed in foster care, then the tribe takes over. So there are two different entities that are responsible for tribal social services. But the current acting director of the Spirit Lake Nation, he is just covering up lies. He is straight out lying and intimidating the people when they go to him and ask for help. The tribal court is Judge Shirley Kane. She's a relative of one of the tribal councils. When there was there were two cases that were brought in front of her. And one, she removed herself because she was related to the people that were involved. The second one was the tribal council. When she lost the election, the judge brought it upon herself to see that case.
It's tragic. Robin, thanks for speaking up. Thanks so much for speaking up. We're up against the clock and out of time, but we do appreciate you sharing more of your story and know that your voice is added to the potential for some real reform there. It can't come soon enough. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time very much.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, thanks to Robin Corbett for joining us on the program today, a Spirit Lake member. I mean, her story just, I hope, awakens people to what's right underneath our noses. You know, you don't have to go to third world countries. We have a version of it right amongst us. In this case, in a tucked up in a northeast corner of North Dakota, and by her telling her story about being raped at 3 years of age by her foster father, and about then a battle for custody of her daughter and son, now 17 and 14, taken away from her, has awakened a lot of people up to the fact this is an everyday occurrence on this reservation. So our thanks to Robin for joining us.
The focus right now is on the kids, and that's a good place to start. But it is a bigger picture. It does paint a bigger picture. And anybody that has not seen this yet, PBS.org, Kind-Hearted Woman, is the documentary. And I do challenge everybody to look at that because it'll change your view. It really will change your view and your outlook on a lot of things. Getting back to the Farm Bill, back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, and let's go to Scott. Mike, I lost the number.
Mike and Minot. Go ahead, Mike. You're
Mike and Minot.
I just want to make a quick comment about stuff. It seems to me like the farmers are getting way too much money for this preventive planning, and because I've heard them guys talk about that they had to spend about $1 million so they didn't have to pay income tax. Well, I just thought I'd make a comment about that. See what you guys think about it. Bye.
Well, I know when you start talking some of the seed that's planting, and it's expensive to farm. And there's a bounty right now, but there's also an expense to the farming. A lot of the farmers just work within what's there for the system right now, but a lot of the farmers also just want the safety net. That's the biggest thing. Farming and ranching and agriculture, it's not a job. It's a way of life, and that's the thing they want guarded against. The competition, the business side of it, what's going on with foreign markets, how some other products are subsidized, so there's no competition, so you can't compete in an open market. That's an entirely different discussion within the Farm Bill. But they want the safety net, because when you have a spring like this where you can't get into the fields and you can't get a crop planted, what do? Most businesses are out of business. You know, when you've got seed that's ridiculously high, the chemicals you have to put on to get that crop in, now you're looking at major hits on an industry that, frankly, it comes down to security. Food security is paramount in this country. It's one of the factors that makes this country the greatest nation out there, because we feed the world, and we're in a position where we can feed the world, and that's where it's the difference is. But it all goes back to protecting the lifestyle and the way of life that agriculture provides, a very large sector in this society, especially in the upper Midwest.
By the way, you're hearing Steve Bakken on a little bit of a different connection than you normally would be used to because of a power outage that happened in the Bismarck.
Somebody hit a tree. Somebody knocked over a tree and they took out power lines, and Eastern Bismarck is out of power right now.
Yeah, so there's a very fairly significant power outage in a part of Bismarck today, so that's why Steve saw the connection. He has just thought I'd explain that. I'm coming to you from Minot today, as a matter of fact, the Sleep Inn. So we appreciate our accommodations here from Vance and the crew, as always, on the way to the oil patch today and back in the studio with Steve tomorrow. Just a quick update on a couple of things that happened on the Farm Bill. It is being voted on in the House, a number of, I think, like 200 different amendments that are being proposed. And one issue that the Farm Bureau told us concerned them had to do with a conservation compliance mandate. That was defeated in the House version. So there, you know, that remains in the Senate version. They were unable to get that out of there, but it's not in the House version, which means, you know, there's a fighting chance that once they, assuming they do pass the Farm Bill, which, by the way, now supposedly is going to be more difficult because the modest reforms proposed for food stamps were survived a fight last night in another vote, the 3% reduction that brought about some reforms and said, no, if you're a violent criminal, we're not going to give you food stamps because we're broke. And we aren't automatically going to give them to you because of you're involved in some other program. Anyway, that assuming it does pass, the good news on the conservation compliance is it's not in the House version and would live to fight another day in a conference committee. Also, a amendment that was proposed by Congressman Kevin Cramer was also approved. It has to do with the Federal Agricultural Reform and Risk Management Act of 2013 modifies policy on wetlands mitigation to ensure ag producers would be subject to no higher than a one-for-one acreage basis when enhancing, restoring, or creating wetlands. Under the amendment, the Natural Resources Conservation Service can no longer subject farmers to higher requirements for wetlands restoration based on their own arbitrary judgment of land quality. So Congressman Cramer was happy about that change. 200 amendments as part of this process, and the famous sausage-making process is underway as it pertains to the Farm Bill right now. So just a couple of
updates. The reason that amendment with Congressman Cramer put in is so important is because you look at the central part of North Dakota and into South Dakota and towards the east, with what we've got with water issues in the region, wetlands are constantly changing. They're moving. They're morphing. What's a wetland this year, 2 years from now, may not be a wetland.
Very true. To be continued, folks. We're out of time. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Innan. That's What's on Your Mind for Thursday. Normal or nuts, and lots of open phone time for lots of fun tomorrow on the Friday edition. Join us right here. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.